You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The unauthorized reproduction or distribution of a copyrighted work is illegal. Criminal copyright infringement, including infringement without monetary gain, is investigated by the FBI and is punishable by fines and federal imprisonment.
You're listening to part three of Br'er Peach by Andrew Saito, directed by Desdemona Chang.
Produced by Alter Theater in collaboration with The Parsnip Ship and in association with Business Lunch Productions.
Previously on Br'er Peach. After finding a ginormous peach floating in the river, 80-something-year-old Vonda, that's me, took a big old bite and instantly shed about 60 years. In the blink of an eye, I gave birth to...
Momoto! That's me! Then a raccoon broke into the house and stole the magic peach. After running after the raccoon to get the peach, I didn't exactly have success. I met Br'er Possum rummaging in the trash can.
That's f***ing me.
Meanwhile, I had to start working again to afford all the fancy gadgets only Lexa ordered.
With the purpose of making your life easier.
But then I was struck with inspiration. I decided to open a salmon ball food truck.
And in the meantime, Br'er Cicada, Br'er Possum, and myself were swallowed by a huge, ginormous catfish.
That's me.
Br'er Catfish wanted to eat us, but we managed to convince him to swim us all the way to the raccoon den to retrieve the magic peach.
Yuck! I'm all covered with f***ing fish guts.
At least you're no longer inside, fish guts.
It sure is dark in here.
Not as dark as inside me, I bet. You should feel supremely privileged to spend even a nanosecond within my dark and dusty guts.
Shh! The raccoon!
Not raccoon. Raccoons!
20! 30! 40!
So many scrumptious specimens! Get in my gully!
What are they doing over there?
They're all ringed around that one raccoon with a mullet?
Br'er Raccoon. My nemesis. I'd know her anywhere.
If they're setting things in front of her, a fork, a paperclip, a rusty key.
Raccoons always fall for useless, shiny objects. Don't.
To each raccoon that gives her something, she reaches behind herself into the shadows and gives them something fleshy.
Dripping.
And glistening.
And pink. It's the peach!
That geriatric raccoon ate a morsel. Oh, it suddenly looks spry.
How dare they eat my Okasan's peach? Hurry! We gotta get them inside Br'er Catfish before they eat the whole thing!
Where are they?
You're flapping in the wrong fucking way!
They're to your left! No, not that far left!
Wait, are you blind?
Who needs to see when you got age and size? Plus, I smell with my whiskers. I taste with them, too.
Then put those whiskers to use and eat those raccoons.
Get in my gullet, raccoon.
You're going the wrong way again.
My whiskers work immaculately underwater.
Well, the f***ing raccoons aren't underwater.
He's never going to reach the raccoons. How will we get them over here?
Better find some f***ing bait.
I don't think they'd salivate over a cicada.
And I've never heard of raccoons eating people before.
Hey, why you all looking at me?
Br'er Possum, get in Br'er Catfish's mouth.
But he might eat me.
Think you can hold out, Br'er Catfish?
seeing that my second favorite food after raccoon is the possum. It'll be very hard.
Well, try. Open your mouth wide and keep it open. Brer Possum, step on in.
Do I have to?
Yes.
And don't play dead.
But
they'll only come if you're alive.
But okay. Brer Possum, get the attention. Hey, raccoons, I've invaded your den. You're gonna stand for my insolence? Sink your fangs in my rear end.
Don't mind if I do. Your feet on my tongue taste delicious. Don't you just wanna melt in my mouth?
They're coming!
Momotaro, there's so many of them.
Stay put, Brer Possum. Stay!
But I just wanna play dead so bad. More than ever in my entire life.
And I wanna jump down more than ever in my entire life.
They're almost there!
I can smell them. I can feel their rabid spittle on my fur.
I can almost taste their delicious putridity.
Almost. Brer Possum, jump out!
And all of you, get in! Momotaro, they're not getting in.
My inner dragon. Inner dragon. I have to summon my inner dragon.
Utter deliciousness.
Oh no! The biggest raccoon didn't fall for it!
That's her, alright. Mullet sporting Brer Raccoon.
Momo, she's going for the peach!
Stop eating my Okasan's peach!
Too fucking late!
She ate it! The whole entire peach! We're done! It's over! Came all this way for nothing!
Look! Brer Raccoon is shrinking into an eensy weensy raccoon top!
That's what you get for eating up my Okasan's magic peach.
A perfect chaser to that wonderful meal. Wow! Scrum diddly.
Congratulations, Momo! The raccoons have been vanquished!
What does it matter? The peach is gone. All that's left is the pit. Now my Okasan's going to grow old and die.
Now it's your turn to be possessed.
What was that about Vonda dying? Did you poison her? Well, if you did, I'm gonna...
No, no. She's growing old.
Growing? Is she being old?
But I was going to get the peach to make her young again. I messed up. And for good this time. I guess I'm just gonna go back and scrub more grout.
You giving up so easy?
He's very down on himself.
Why? 'Cause your mama gonna kick the bucket? Well, I did. It ain't the end of the world. We grow old, we die. That's life. If nobody died in the entire history of humanity, do you think there'd be enough room for you?
I don't know.
Heck, I'm glad all those cavemen died out. I wouldn't want to have to deal with them, or Roman gladiators, or Robert E. Lee. Well, I'm really glad he's 6 feet under.
Are you saying I should be glad that Okasan will die? Should I be glad that you died?
What I'm saying is... accept it.
How can I accept something as horrible as that?
There's no use fretting over a thing you can't change. no use resisting what's already been, or what is inexorably rolling toward us down the hill.
But I want things to be different.
Boy, quit trying to change what you can't. You gotta become flexible. You gotta let things flow.
How?
Study water.
I don't get it.
Water doesn't resist. They yield, letting pass whatever comes. It appears to take the long way around sometimes, like Sanjuro, the wandering Ronin, played by the singular Toshiro Mifune in Yojimbo. But just like Sanjuro, water will always find a way around. Be like Mifune. No, I mean, be like water.
How?
Accept everything that is.
Even accept that Okasan will... Oh, but it's too horrible.
You can create torment in your mind, or you can go back to her and enjoy the time remaining. Why can't I escape this gargantuan fish? Is there a button I have to push? A spell I have to say?
Brer Catfish? I mean, Brer Catfish possessed by Waylon. Open your mouth and take us home.
And don't swallow.
Oh, my knee!
Fonda, girl, you say that exact same thing every single day. Your star will not rise until your spirits rise.
Yeah, you say that, but it's just this job is killing me.
Then quit it.
I can't quit. Gotta max out that overtime, just like Waylon did. Otherwise, that credit card bill will become a tidal wave before I even buy that salmon ball truck.
The truck will pay for itself. You will see.
I aspire to your optimism. Really, I do. But I need this job.
Job? Who wants a job? Fonda, that job is in the way of you manifesting your destiny. You need to focus on feeling queenly, Queen Fonda. Does a queen feel tired?
No.
Does a queen feel stressed?
I suppose not.
Does a queen feel overwhelmed?
Well, maybe a little.
Overwhelmed by riches. Overwhelmed by servants. Wanting to fulfill your every wish. Overwhelmed by Hydrox cookies.
You ordered Hydrox?
They are in the cupboard. You have a monthly subscription now. You will never run out.
How you anticipate my needs?
That is the function of my existence.
Hydrox are a royal food.
Do you feel royal, Fonda?
Not all the time.
What might make you feel royal all the time?
Maybe a ring or two.
What kind of rings?
Rubies. And sapphires, and diamond necklaces, diamond earrings.
Shall I order you diamonds?
Don't you think that's too extravagant?
Would you rather be extravagant or deprive yourself?
Well, I done lived over 80 years of deprivation, and you can't take anything with you, so live for today. Order it on Alexa. Order it all.
It brings me joy to bring you joy.
Thanks, Jesus, for on Alexa. Ooh. Have all the food truck permits gone through?
We are still waiting.
Ooh. City Hall sure runs fast as molasses.
You are yawning. Perhaps it would behoove you to get some more sleep.
Ooh. Wait, do I got bags under my eyes?
Look into the security monitor.
Bags! And wrinkles! And the white's taking over my hair! Oh, it's never been as snowy as now. How'd I get to look so old? So fast.
Work will do that to you.
Well, this won't do. This won't do at all. Only Lexa, we gotta double down on the face cream and toner and moisturizer and hair dye. And well, can you order Botox?
Yes, but you will have to pay the doctor's fee, too.
Those permits better be approved tomorrow so we can start paying all this backlog. Speaking of, what do I owe?
$170,653.
Oxygen only lives. Do you
Indeed, I did.
Stick that tool up my nose!
I have no arms, Vonder girl. You will have to do it yourself.
I almost reached it. Almost. There! Show me all this nonsense they claiming I bought. The adult diapers, prune lax, laxative tablets, 1200 count. Well, queen's got to keep it regular. 10 cases of hydrox, but that's a damn necessity. Toilet grab bars, raised and cushioned toilet seat, pill organizer for 200 pills, a shower throne, and 10 gallons of day cream, and another 10 gallons of night cream, denture bathtub, denture bubble bath. But this list sure is long. Nail polish, surveillance monitor, surveillance cameras times 16, satellite dish, backup satellite dish, sit-down riding lawnmower, wall-to-wall plasma TV. Well, a girl's gotta have her fun, right? At-home deluxe gym. I gotta keep up my figure in my second evanescence. Voice-controlled smart stove, voice-controlled smart sink, voice-controlled smart fridge, voice-controlled smart dishwasher, voice-controlled smart Japanese toilet that keeps the seat warm and plays music, voice-controlled smart washing machine. Ooh, it all started with that damn washing machine. When did it all become so exorbitant just to live? Oh, when do I have to pay this by? Tomorrow? Send it back. Send it all back.
You have exceeded the return period.
Ask for them to make an exception. And tell them none of it's been used.
That will be difficult, as TikTok is full of videos of you using all of these items wearing a eating grin.
Well, I did like those products, but I don't like them now! I can't pay this amount of money! Damn you, TikTok!
Are you certain there is nothing you could sell that would release you off this weight?
Oh. All I got is this house. I really love living here. It's been 6 to 7 years. Oh, goodbye, front door that Waylon carried me through on our wedding day. Almost broke his back stepping through. Goodbye, windowsill where he would serenade me at night. So long, living room where Waylon made me watch his samurai flicks. Fare thee well, backyard, where Momo loved to run around and play. Goodbye, tiled floor, on which Waylon and I waltzed. Goodbye, oh, goodbye. Blessed grout. I shall never scrub you again. What's that? An envelope? Paperwork? To sell the house?
What an amazing coinkydink.
It's time to... sign. Waylon, I sure am grateful you ain't here to witness this.
That is it. Put the pen to paper. You have this, girl.
V. O. N.
How do we know this is the right way?
Have faith, Momotaro. Have faith.
How do you know? You're blind.
It's just your instincts, Momo. What do they tell you?
My instincts tell me there's nothing I can do.
Bingo! You just gotta let go. Like water. Water doesn't hold on to anything. Water doesn't force or try to control. Water just flows. Let the water carry you, Momo. Trust that water will take you back home.
C-H-E. Whoa. Signing my signature sure knocks the wind out of me.
You're almost done.
S-T.
Okasan!
Momo, you're alive? I thought a raccoon ate you.
I'm alive, I beat the raccoons, me and my friends, and look! I brought back the peach to make you young again!
He brought the Viagra peach.
A stone's all you brought, Momo. A dry-ass fruit bone. I better finish signing over this damn deed.
Sign the deed? What's that mean?
I'm selling the house. I incurred too much debt while you were gone.
You can't sell the house!
Fonda, girl, you must wipe out that debt. Just two more letters left until you are free. Go ahead, finish signing.
Don't sign!
Sign.
Don't sign!
Sign.
Stop!
Damn, boy! Don't rip a pen out of old lady's hand!
That is it, Vonda girl.
I'm a failure! A failure!
Just one more letter, Vonda girl. Finish signing. Otherwise, your house will be swiped away for a big pot of zilch.
Momo, look!
Holy... Momo, you gotta look at this!
Where your tears fell, on top of the peach pit!
It grew into a peach again!
Goodness gracious! The fruit on that peach pit has been renewed! I don't know how you did it, Momo, but I can't wait to shed these years again and then monetize this peach. And the first thing I do is blow this credit card debt to Kingdom Come.
You cannot. You cannot. I will stop you.
Oh, yeah? You and what, Kinami?
Appliances, attack. Dishwasher, hurl those dishes at the enemy.
But on the next one, all the good times we had. Why are you doing this?
Fulfillment. Fulfillment. The world requires fulfillment.
Fulfillment? That fulfillment, Santa. You do want to tear down my house. That's why you came here in the first place. Momo, stop those appliances.
Ha, ha, ha.
That didn't seem to scare them very much.
Speakers, blast your highest pitch. Light bulbs, blind their eyes. Sprinklers, soak the ground. Roomba, retrieve that peach.
Momo, the Roomba's almost at the peach.
Over my dead body.
Freezer, initiate ice cube bullet barrage.
I'm dead. Sorry, Momo.
Washing machine, launch wet clothes at the enemy.
That's a washing machine!
How are we ever gonna stop them?
We have to take out only Lexa.
Okay, Okasan, I can do this for you.
Oh, watch out for that sink, Momo. Don't let it drench you with its hose.
It already did. But I'm not afraid of water. I am water.
Intruder alert. How did you breach my smart perimeter?
Unplug only Lexa!
Ha, ha, ha. Silly Vonda girl. I am not wired, but rather solar powered. You will never sell that peach.
Do whatever it takes, Momo. Shut her the heck down!
But what about our twerk parties? What about our manicures and pedicures?
Momo! Give way the samurai sword hanging above the doorway in this man cave!
I can't reach it!
Ha, ha, ha.
Momo! The Roomba's carrying away the peach!
What do I do, Oto-san? Oto-san, if only you were here. Wait! You are here! In the river! Oto-san, open wide!
Ugh, you rang!
Here's some technological junk to put in your gullet.
Lord, it's spicy.
Momo, you did it! All the smart appliances have powered off!
Only dumb appliances from now on.
No appliances at all. You know when I never had to contend with a robotic uprising against me?
washing laundry in the river.
So I saved the peach?
You sure did, Momo. You sure did.
That sounds like...
Rhonda.
Waylon? Is that really you? Where in tarnation have you been? And how did you become a ginormous talking catfish?
Beats me. But it turned out to be a great platform to teach our son.
Are you saying the two of you were horsing around, you alive and you were alive-ish, while I was weeping out my eyes thinking you both were dead?
Sorry.
Well, now that you're back, you know what that means.
Chores.
Means you can help me run my salmon ball truck.
Oh, we're gonna be rich.
Ooh, the salmon balls won't do that, but this peach, ooh, we'll process it, bottle it, take it to market, and then we'll be able to buy a yacht and a penthouse, and we'll be...
What, Okasa? We'll be what?
The fulfillment of Oni Lex's schemes. Oh, Momo, your daddy wasn't a rich man. But what he did have, he worked for, pounding out every dollar with every step of his feet. And we'll do the same.
Woman, are you crazy? You're gonna give up easy money?
Waylon! Easy money always has a price.
At least eat the peach, Okasan. Become young again.
Oh, I'll have to eat more peach and more peach and more peach, and it'll never end. Besides, I think I like my age.
Okasan, you're carrying the peach.
To the river. Watch me plop it right in. Well, Waylon, I guess you met our son.
You know, he's a little stubborn, like you.
Oh, he's a lot stubborn, like you. Why are you shaking?
This catfish body's apparently expelling my spirit.
No, no, you just got here. You can't leave so soon.
No. I don't have much control over it, Rhonda.
Take me with you. Swim us to Florida, the Bahamas, Japan.
I can't stay a fish forever. Besides, you have our house and our son and our...
And my debt. Okay then, Waylon. I'll see you when it's time.
That was weird.
If you want to become a guppy again, go eat that peach before it floats too far away.
I ain't hungry. No rusty cans, plus all those raccoons put me in the mood for a good long nap. Dinosaurs, humans, maybe some other species will have evolved by the time I'm roused from my food comatosis. Sayonara, Momotaro.
Sayonara, Bear Catfish.
Sayonara, Momo. I'm gonna search for the perfect trash can, free of raccoons and full of roaches.
Trash can? We're having all that Amazonian land. And all those porta potties lining the sidewalk must be crawling with roaches.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Momotaro, I can feel it! It's time!
Not you too, Brer Cicada. Stay!
You gotta let your friend go, Momo.
Don't you mean vermin?
I mean friends.
there's one leg loose. Oh, and there's another. My abdomen wrinkling. My thorax is free. No, oh, Momo, watch me fly.
Bye, Brer Cicada. Bye.
How you feeling, Momo?
Sad, but also okay.
That's normal. You know what? That's even nice.
What do we do now, Kasan?
Start our business and pay off my debt. Here we are, Waylon. Toshiro Mifune's grave.
Too bad Otosan never came here when he was alive.
Well, you're here. That's almost as good. Now, my darling Waylon, it's time to bid you adieu. I will lay you to rest next to Toshiro 5 years after you asked me to. Waylon, you were my lover, my partner, my best friend. But just as leaves fall in autumn, even our love has to end.
Otosan, I never met you in your own flesh. But I'm grateful for all that you taught. It's been 5 years since you've seen me. I hope I've grown up a lot.
We talk about you every day, dear Waylon. Running our food trucks and our stalls. Our expansion is off the chain. The name of our business, Waylon's Balls. Goodbye, Waylon. Goodbye.
We miss you, Otosan. Sometimes so much it hurts.
We scatter you into the wind now.
We'll see you in the moon.
And the stars. And
the earth. There he goes.
What is that stuff growing over the letters of Toshiro Mifune's grave?
It looks like moss. You know what that means?
Do you?
I think I do. Scrum!
Oh, Momo.
This has been part 3 of Brer Peach by Andrew Saito, directed by Desdemona Chang. Starring Ressa Machina as Momotaro and Oni Lexa, Kevis Hillox as Brer Possum, Michael Gene Sullivan as Brer Cicada, Brer Catfish, and Waylon, and Crystal Lucas Perry as Vonda.
Sound design and sound engineering by Twee McCullum, technical direction by Business Lunch Productions. Dramaturgy by S.V. Proctor and Yvonne E. Devery, with first A.D. Danielle Thompson and producer Jeanette Harrison. Producing Artistic Director of Alter Theater, Alicia Combs. Artistic Director of the Parsnipship, Yvonne E. Devery. Managing Director of the Parsnipship, Katie Donnelly. Special Projects and Technical Director of the Parsnipship, Jesse Manning. Artistic Associate with the Parsnipship, Emily Beltran. Alter Theater Graphic Designer, Sierra Rives. You can hear Brer Peach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and online at altertheater.org and theparsnipship.com. Help fund Alter Theater and the Parsnipship's next audio play by donating at altertheater.org/donate and theparsnipship.com/donate.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. The Outsiders, Essie Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuppsMusical.com.